morning in November of 1952, the Pacific island of Alugalab was vaporized by the first hydrogen blast. All that remained was a mile-wide crater on the ocean floor.
He doesn't compromise to, you know, he plays what he wants to play and how he wants to play it, sort of thing. And that's his dedication to his own style and approach.
So the other guys are all image chains and blood and guts and things like that, whereas Gary's just an ordinary guy. He just goes up and plays music with a bit of maturity rather than idiots like Kiss and Motley Crue. Can't play at all, can't play a note. Sodom at Donington, they were appalling. Gary destroyed him in every single way. He's the best guitarist of the day. Totally wiped out Van Halen, Jakey Lee, and all these guys. Much better. The best.
Yeah.